Quiet on the set, Cybershot Podcast, take one.
Yo, what's happening, what is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man, it's Friday, you know what I mean? It's Friday, baby, we made it, you hear me? Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Check it out, today, you know what we got today, man? Shaquille O'Neal goes into a silverback gorilla cage. And Super Bowl buzz, what's going on? And last but not least, how are you doing today? That's right. How are you doing? I know someone that's doing very, very well right about now. Yo, shout out to Matty Mo. Hey, he's a married man. Day one, what's up? What's happening, man? I see you on the gram. I see you doing your thing, man. That's what. Salute and shout out to you and the lovely Mrs. Mo from the Matty Mo Show. And down low, though, day one. That's what's up, man. Congratulations, man. Had to come on here and give you a very special shout out. You know what it is, man. You already know what it is. Check it out, man. Make sure y'all take care of each other. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, Matty, check this out, man. As you take this journey in marriage, man, listen up. Now, I see you got that rock on that finger, man. That's what's up. Now, you know, as the years go on, you got to upgrade it, homie. But you know what? Make sure you throw some rocks up in your stone, too. What you talking about? Let's go, baby. Let's go. But check it out, though, man. Listen up. Shaquille O'Neal went to, I believe it's the Miami Zoo, right? Something like that. And he went into a silverback gorilla cage. Now, with that being said, that is insane, right? That is crazy as hell to walk into a silverback gorilla cage. But check this out. Believe it or not, the silverback gorillas were afraid of Shaq. I don't think you realize how fucking big Shaq is. It was an instinct thing. You know what I'm saying? It was an instinct thing. They were scared. They thought he was coming over to take over their territory. Damn it, man. I got a homie from Chicago. He's 6'5", right? And he came down here from Chicago. Shout out to Chicago. And he showed me a picture when he met Shaq, right? Yo, my homeboy is 6'5". He looked like me. He was shugging. He was hugging Shaq. And he looked like a little fucking kid, man. That shit is crazy. But check this out, though. This is not the first time that Shaq has done this. He's also done this before at Gatorland. Now, alligators have been around for a very, very long time. Prehistoric, indeed. Now, check this out. In order to kill an alligator, you have to get it in the kill spot. Now, most people might think that that's right between the eyes, right? Hell no. Their skull is prehistoric. If you shoot an alligator in between eyes, I don't give a damn what you shoot him with. That bullet is going to bounce off of him. You have to hit him right above the eyebrow. Now check this out. He went to Gatorland. And one of the biggest, most feared, vicious, damn near dinosaur, right, was in the swamp. Shaq walked out there and they said that they had never, ever seen this alligator back down from anything. He took one look at Shaq, turned around, and hauled ass. Yo, talk about a presence. Talking about an aura. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. Hold up, man. This loop is a little loopy. But anyway, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Now, check this out. Here we go. Yeah, check it out. Now, the Super Bowl is coming up. What's up with the Super Bowl, man? Now, check this out. Super Bowl Sunday. I haven't watched football all season. You know what I'm saying? Now, check it out. To me, it's not what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? But however, I am looking forward to the halftime show. You know what I'm saying? There are so many crazy bets going on, man. Like, people are betting, yo, what's Snoop going to do? Is Snoop going to come out smoking some ganja? He's going to come out smoking some weed? What, man? There are so many crazy bets going on out there. You know what I'm saying? You can damn near bet on any damn thing on the Super Bowl. But my thing is this. What I would like to see, how I watch the Super Bowl, let me go ahead and break this down. How I watch the Super Bowl is like this, right? I look for the graphics, you know what I'm saying? You know, like the first down and how they update it, and how the camera pans, you know what I'm saying? I look at the camera work. You know, I'm not really, I don't know. I'll probably check it out. I want to see the commercials. Let me be honest. I want to see the commercials. Now, a quick Q&A. What is your favorite Super Bowl commercial? You know what I'm saying? Now, I know it's played out. It's very, very played out. But my favorite Super Bowl commercial of all time was What's Up? What's Up? Remember that shit? What's Up? I had a homeboy who lost so many friends. I think he's still saying that shit. He is probably still saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that was one of my favorite all-time Super Bowl commercials. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, though. With that being said, what was your favorite halftime Super Bowl show? I've been around for a minute. Yeah, I've been around, 53 trips around the sun, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen a lot of Super Bowls and a lot of Super Bowl halftime shows. That's right. Check this out. My favorite halftime performance was Prince. That's right. Now, all of the preparation to prepare to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, as you know, it was outside and it was raining, right? You know what I'm saying? And they went up to Prince and they asked him, they said, yo, Prince, it's gonna rain. Now, before I get into the second part of this, I'm thinking, if it's raining, you're playing an electric guitar. I'm pretty sure that there's a chance that you can get electrocuted, right? You know what Prince said? Can you make it rain harder? Yo, that's straight gangster. Can you make it rain harder? Just think about that shit, man. That shit's crazy as hell, man. But anyway, once again, what's your favorite Super Bowl commercial? And what was your favorite Super Bowl halftime performance? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit is insane. So anyway, last but not least, you know what I'm saying? This is just a very little short podcast. A lot of things going on. Redoing the man cave. That's right. Redoing the cyber deck. That's right, the cyber deck. And shout out to my co-host, the professor, who has the laboratory. Yeah, the laboratory is dope, man. That is one of my favorite home studios to go to. That's right. So I'm actually stepping up my game over here on the cyber deck. You know what I'm saying? The professor hasn't seen it yet. But yeah, man, I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? Working on it really good, really hard. Putting in that work on the cyber deck. Oh, man. Also, as I said at the beginning, how are you doing? I mean, seriously, how are you doing? Now, I know a lot of podcasters come out here and they do their thing. Download, like, share, and subscribe. Check out my YouTube. Blah-zee, blah, whoop-de-whoop. Check out my live stream. But I just want to know, how are you really doing? I mean, things are seriously getting crazy out here, man. You know what I'm saying? With the physical state of the world today, currency, how can I say this? The blue times 10 is out there. You know what I'm saying? And also, mental health. It's not safe to go outside anymore. You know what I'm saying? Road rage. People are shooting in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Well, trying to shoot in traffic. They don't know how to shoot. They're hitting innocent bystanders. People are trying to make videos. They're losing their life to make a video. People are taking people's lives just for some views. Man. Also, I heard this very, very disturbing commercial. Now, for those of you who know me, you know what I think about the robots, right? I am sitting here, allegedly for educational purposes, constantly thinking of a way to short circuit these motherfuckers. Now, this is a message for the year 2050. Yeah, this is a message for the year 2050. This your homie Cybershots, man. I've been telling y'all this shit since 2022. You got to figure out a way to short circuit these motherfuckers. Now, let's get back to this very, very disturbing commercial that I heard. I'm pretty sure you've all heard it too. Check it out. It was a commercial. And I don't even want to say the character's name or the AI's name. And at the end of the commercial, it said, "I will be your robot overlord." That's cute, right? That's funny. Nobody's paying attention to that shit. The robot just said that I will be your robot overlord. So nobody's thinking of a way to short circuit these motherfuckers. You just want to let them be your robot overlord. Wow. Anyway. All this AI, all these virtual worlds and everything. And before I get up out of here, check this out. Did you guys hear about a lady that went into the VR world, the virtual reality world, to play a video game? And this is crazy. She got assaulted by 62 guys, her character, in a video game. Man, what the hell is going on, man? And with that being said, you just got to take it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? You got to take it one day at a time. Do whatever you want to in life and enjoy your family. Build your brand and your legacy. You know what I'm saying? Do that for yourself. And be safe out there, because this shit is getting crazy. For real. You know what I mean? And with that being said, yo, I hope y'all have a very, very lovely weekend. You know what I'm saying? And check it out. Like I said, how are you really doing? Hey, yo. I don't know who needs to hear this, but check it. What you think this is? What you think this is? Okay. What's
swim. Sometimes I hide.
What you do?
Sometimes I can't just paint things.
Checking. Here we go.
What you do? Sometimes I hide.
What you do?
Bit rusty on these podcast streets, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, enjoy your life and live it to the fullest. And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch.
Is that all you got?
Check. Check to download.
I know you're subscribe, baby.
Subscribe.
I know you want to play with.
It's like the wild west out here.